about what's happening at this year's Lincoln County Fair. Board members Ryan Lyman and Brandon Taylor both in studio today. Ryan, Brandon, hey guys, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, appreciate you stopping by. And you know, we talk about end of the school year, and that means we got a whole summer ahead of us, but fair preparations never end, do they?
It'll be here before we know it.
Before we know it. Well, you guys are new to the board this year, so I wanted to give you a chance to introduce yourselves. Brandon, maybe we'll start with you and tell us what your role is on the Lincoln County Fair Board, what you're doing.
Yeah, you bet. We're excited for the fair coming up this August. I'm excited to be on the fair board. I'm over vendors, and I guess as the newest, youngest member, they've also tasked me with marketing. So we're doing some new things on social media. Maybe you've noticed some of our new videos, kind of a new look with a new logo and things that you'll see on our new website that's going to be rolled out this week, too.
Yeah, I think fingers crossed it'll be up and running for the end of the week.
Yeah, perfect. And of course, Ryan Lyman, you're kind of filling in for Del Cunningham, who was over the events and entertainment last year, or for the last several years. And how's it been going so far?
It's interesting. Big shoes to fill. I'm just going to do the best I can. And entertainment is what I'll primarily be working on, website and things like that as well. Yeah, Del has taken a role as a fair manager, so it's kind of a part-time gig, but he'll be still there to help us with questions and whatnot.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate you guys stepping in because tickets go on sale 1 week from today, and some pretty cool things happening with online ticket sales and some things that might be new this year. Before we talk about that, maybe give us a rundown of the events, Ryan, and tell us the main arena events and what's happening this year.
Yeah, so my first year, I didn't want to throw too many curveballs in, so it's going to be somewhat similar to last year. We'll have monster trucks again. We'll have the I think it's been a while since we've melted a car down with the jet engine truck.
At least 2 years.
Yeah. We'll be doing that, and hopefully that's a great monster truck show. And then, of course, the vocalist will be on Monday night, and we're excited for that. See Darcy Lynn and the contestants there. That's always a great show. Tuesday will be the horse poles. And then on Wednesday, something a little bit different, bullfighting. I don't know how many of your listeners have checked that out before, but there's several different circuits and different things with that. We're going to bring in bullfighters, and we'll also have the mini bulls back. That gives an opportunity for some of our younger cowboys to get some experience on the back of a bull.
Just to clarify, because we've had the mini bulls in the past.
Yep.
But the bullfighting are the real size. I mean, that's the real thing. It's not miniature bullfighting. It's the real deal bullfighting.
It's the real deal. Yeah, and it should be exciting. It's just a bullfighter and a bull in the arena, and the arena will be somewhat smaller. So that, you know, we don't want, you have to chase a bull down for a couple hundred yards.
Right.
But, that should be pretty exciting. We're pretty excited about that.
Perfect.
So then we have, freestyle reining, which will be on Thursday night. That's traditionally been there. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday night, we'll have PRCA rodeos.
Excellent. So another great lineup for the main events at this year's Lincoln County Fair. Brandon, talk to us about the website and ticket sales, because they go on sale June 1st, a week from today, but some pretty new things coming as far as how this ticket process is going to work. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you bet. We're excited to have a new process that maybe streamline things a little bit. There's been some bottlenecking going on, trying to get into the arena, trying to find seats, and so we're going to offer three different price levels this year. We'll have premium reserved seats. So you go in online next week on June 1st. You can go in. You can select which section, which seat, and it should be pretty slick. So we'll have some premium reserved, some just reserved seats, and then, of course, some general admission as well. And all three will be at different price points, but we're hopeful and encouraged by the by the support we've had on that, and the people are excited to be able to, you know, skip the lines. No more wristbands. We'll go straight to the gate. You'll buy your ticket online or at the booth if you need to on the day of, but you'll just take your ticket straight to the gate. They'll scan it. You'll go straight in, find your seats, and so that'll be really great. But the other thing that we're excited to announce this year is the introduction of season tickets. Now, the first time we said that to everyone, they said, well, does that mean we get tickets to the ranch rodeo and things. No, this is season tickets for the week of the fair, but you'll get all seven shows, premium seats for all seven shows for less than general admission pricing. And not only do you get that premium seat right up front, you get premium parking. So you park right over by the Civic Center, show up right before the event starts, pull into your private parking spot, walk in, sit in your premium seat. We'll offer a free soda every night. No more rushing to the gate with blankets and kids in tow, trying to fend off everyone around you. You've got your seats, you've got your tickets, and you know, take your time, pull up, and enjoy a fun night at the Lincoln County Fair.
I'm really excited about this new change because, like you said before, it was just kind of general admission, first come, first serve. Sometimes you got a good seat, sometimes you were stuck behind one of the pillars, right? And it was a bottleneck to get in at times, and hopefully this alleviates that. So really encouraging people to get tickets online this year.
Absolutely.
As much as possible, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're trying to see where eliminate as much waiting in line as possible. We've noticed that there have been some long lines, and so we're taking several steps to try and eliminate a lot of that. So this is one of them. You know, you got a seat, assigned seat, basically a numbered seat. You'll go in and you won't have to lay your blankets out hours before and those types of things. So.
Excellent. And going back to the season passes, Brandon, that you were talking about, this kind of replaces the pop ticket, yeah, which most people mm-hmm. are familiar with that's been done in the past, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It'll replace those. And all we want to do is improve everyone's experience. And so we want to offer that premium experience for people who are willing to spend. Well, really, if you plan to go to most of the events, this is your best bang for your buck. Plus, you're going to get that free parking. You're going to get a free soda every night. So really kind of some fun stuff for some great events that Ryan has worked tirelessly to get set up for us this year.
Yeah. And tickets on sale June 1st, as we mentioned, LincolnCountyFair.info. And the new website should be rolled out later this week, you said,
yes.
Ryan?
Yeah. We plan on having it by the weekend. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, appreciate both of you coming in. Ryan, what about some of the other on the grounds entertainment that you're hoping to see this year? What do you
have? So we try and provide a lot of free entertainment for families to come and enjoy the days there and get something to eat and find some shade and just be able to hang out and visit. So under the Big Top, we've got a lot of great bands. We'll have Tap Classics as a local favorite. They'll be there, of course, back this year. We'll have the Hypnotist. We'll be back. Comedy, magician, all kinds of strolling acts that'll be walking around the grounds. We'll have zombie paintball. We got the Curly's Kid Zone again, which wasn't here last year. We'll have the bungee trampolines back. Couple of new different things. Jetpack water ski flying circus, I think it's called.
Wow.
And some new things and some favorites.
Excellent. And Brandon, you mentioned you oversee the vendors as well. Are you still accepting applications for vendor spots?
Yeah, you bet. The deadline for vendors is July 5th. You can go to the website, LincolnCountyFair.info, and there's forms listed on there on the downloads and forms section. We're excited. The food vendors that everyone's come to know and love are coming back, a lot of them. But we're also excited to announce a few new food vendors that we have coming from all over the United States. Someone from Kansas, another one from Colorado, been talking to someone out of Texas. So we're excited for some of those. We're also excited, some of our great sponsors, Star Valley Health and Silver Star, they'll have vendor booths down there with some fun interactive experiences for adults and kids of all ages. So yeah, if you have interest in being a vendor at the fair, we still have some spots open. Deadline's July 5th, so get those in and contribute to this year's fair.
Perfect. Lincoln County Fair coming up in August, of course, but tickets go on sale June 1st, a week from today at LincolnCountyFair.info. Board members Brandon Taylor, Ryan Lyman in studio today. Ryan, Brandon, thanks so much. Anything we missed
you need to mention? Think of.
Nope.
No, I just appreciate the time.
All right, we'll catch up with you when we get closer to fair week. Like you said, be here before we know it. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.